My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Again, just want to encourage you relative to your good health. If you have, if you've not yet signed up at CGRWellness.com. I sincerely encourage you to get signed up because I do believe that I think you'll be benefited by it. I'm benefited by it here as well, and I'm just telling you what it's done for me, what it's done for my mom, and I believe that that it certainly it's not going to hurt you to improve what you're putting in your system. So there you go. Let's see. Hopefully, Pastor Samuel is going to be jumping onto the Zoom call here in just a minute. When he does, then I'll bring him in. But yesterday, for those that are not aware, we had our pastor's meeting, and I'm going to bring that over here and pop it up. There he is. All right. He is there. So this is a picture of our pastor's meeting yesterday. Let me bring that over there. There we go. And hang on 1 second while I make a couple of quick changes. So joining me here is Pastor Samuel. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so pleased to be with you.
I was just beginning to show the audience. Let me see if I have. There we go. Yep, I do. Okay. There we go. And you know what I'm going to do to that? Let's put in. CG4i.com. There we go. Ta-da. Okay, all set. Great. So the pictures you see, folks, here to the right of Pastor Samuel, if you're looking at the screen, these are pictures from our pastor's meeting yesterday, and you can see we had just how many pastors were there, Pastor Samuel?
Approximately more than 300.
More than 300. Now, this particular picture was when we were praying for Pastor William, Pastor Newton, Pastor Jackie, and Pastor Purin, who have stepped up to work as assistants and in helping Pastor Samuel, as you can imagine. But this is
into my heart.
Okay, this is just a
pour out into my heart right now.
Yes, sir.
And there again, it was so neat to be able to do that. And God wanted to download so much material, so much information yesterday, which we did. We had a pretty long service, didn't we?
Yeah.
But So what was the response from yesterday's gathering, Pastor Samuel?
Yeah, response from yesterday's gathering, it was so blessed, and all the pastors were really got a refresh in their anointing, and even many pastors, they told that they have got the spiritual gifts as you are praying for them. And even many pastors were healed. One pastor came lame, but when he went back, he was absolutely, completely fine. And one sister, she was having migraine pain. She was really touched. She was the evangelist, newly appointed evangelist from in our outreach area where we conduct the outreach. And like this, many people, many pastors, many evangelist sisters, many pastor sisters are healed and touched.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now, we've been doing outreaches on a weekly basis as well. Can you share some of the testimonies that really touched your heart from some that some of the people have shared with you regarding some of the meetings that we've had?
Yes, sir. I would like to share with you that, as we have been conducting the RTG meeting in different parts of Punjab, in different communities, and mostly we are just going in an unreached area where there is no Christian, where there is no church, where there is no pastor. We are going there and we are conducting the RTG meeting. And the non-Christians people, when they are coming, really, when they hear the testimony and when Pastor Greg pray for them, people are being healed. You know that many people they are healed from because of their eyesight problem. One sister, she came in our meeting. She was using the specs. And when you prayed and specs was removed and she was touched. Even the stones are getting disappears. The people, those who have backbone problems, and the people, those who got the accident and are not able to walk, God has been touching them and enabling them to walk. And once we were just doing outreach in a very, very, very persecuted area where RSS people and other Hindu people, they stop people to not to attend this Christian meeting. And some of the sisters, they were watching from their home while they heard the testimony and while Pastor Greg was praying, and those sisters were touched by the Spirit of God, and the evil spirit was demonstrated, and they themselves were delivered from in the name of Jesus Christ from their home itself. And in that way, God has been using. And even we conducted the outreach in a gangster area where you prophesize, and gangsters people really touched, and their lives were changed, and they were healed, and God did a great and mighty works. And like this, there are hundreds and thousands of testimonies that we are getting through the outreach meetings.
Praise God. Wow. Praise yeah. God. Folks, I know there are a lot of folks out there doing some good works. And I also know that there have been, and perhaps even maybe some of you that are watching right now or listening right now, have had a bad experience and have felt like you were taken advantage of. We want you to know that your donations are going to these outreaches, to these pictures that you're seeing, to touch lives, to bring the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to establish churches in these unreached areas where they've never heard the gospel before. And in addition to that, we also are engaged in this, what you see right here. This is a picture of just this past Saturday morning in a remote village in Punjab, where we were able to put in a freshwater well. Pastor Samuel, what does it mean to one of these communities to have a freshwater well? What do they have to do when they don't have a well versus what happens when they have a well?
Yeah, the community, remotest community, and the local people, those who don't have the water facility, they are going to fetch the water from like 1 kilometers, 2 kilometers away. And if there is no possibility for them to get the water from 1 or 2 kilometers or 5 kilometers, what they do, they go to the high caste people's house rich people's house, and they are getting the water from there. But the thing is that, you know, that the low caste people are mistreated by the high caste. You know that they are being abused. They are their ladies are mistreated, and the high caste people are, you know, looking at them, you know, in a very wrong ways, in a very, very wrong sense. And even if they do something, nobody is dare to touch, and nobody dare to have any legal action against those people.
No and, protection.
Because of this, you know, that when we are going in the low-cost communities to put the fresh borewell, people are really getting kind of a deliverance, getting the deliverance from this caste system, and getting the deliverance from the high caste people. They are getting so much excited and getting so much happy that somebody is there to help them, and somebody is there to love them, and somebody is really considering them not a low caste, but giving us respect, and they really they are being blessed whenever we are putting the fresh borewells. And you know that in each community, wherever we are going, hundreds of people are being benefited with the one fresh borewell.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is that's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. This particular picture right here that I'm putting up right now, this was one of the areas where the gangsters were. And we do these in an open area. And so the amplification of my voice was out. Now, in this particular community, if I remember the story correctly, there were some ladies that didn't attend the meeting, but you and another pastor went and kind of had a conversation with them, and they manifested demons. Can you talk about that? What happened with that?
In an RTG meeting.
Yeah,
in RTG meeting, they were stopped by the anti-Christian people. They were stopped not to attend the Christian meeting, but they were sitting at their homes and they're watching from there itself. And when they were watching and hearing, and when the prayer was going on, and the evil spirit was demonstrated in their homes.
Wow.
And they were delivered when you prayed online, because we were using the speaker, big speaker, and they were hearing from their homes and watching. And the evil spirit was demonstrated, and things were so messed up, and the family was so scared, and they were. It was not first time. It was happening before also.
Okay.
But this time when you started praying and the evil spirit was demonstrated, and after a few minutes, the evil spirit was out from their lives and they were delivered completely. And after the meeting, they called us and they told us to, we are blessed, and we want that we will not hear anybody, and where next time we will organize this RTG meeting in our in the same place, and the people, those who are against us, we don't care about them. Now you know that in that place approximately 25 people have accepted Jesus Christ, and they are coming together and conducting a small Sunday service.
Wow. Now, one of the stories you told me, I don't know if it was this place or somewhere, but you told me that after the meeting, you and one of the other pastors were kind of had walked away from the area, and you ran into some people, and while you had encountered them, they had manifested, and that you guys had said something to the effect of, let the power of God that was upon the meeting now come upon you. And when you said that, the demonic left and they were set free. Do you remember that story?
Yeah. I know. I forgot the area, but I remember that area. I remember that we had a contact to one artist where this happened. And the same power, we proclaim that let same power start working in the lives of these women. And they were really, evil spirit were demonstrated and they were delivered.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they hadn't attended the meeting and they were kind of not in favor of it or whatever. And you
they
guys,
against, this is the event happened in a different place.
Okay.
These women were against the outreach.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And so
they
you
were not in favor of conducting the outreach meeting.
And so you and another pastor were kind of walking out in the community after the meeting. And you encountered these two ladies.
Yeah.
And so then just describe that encounter. Describe what happened.
Yeah, actually, these two women were not in favor of conducting outreach program, and even these two women, they were going door to door. We invited the people, but after we invited, they went door to door and told people not to attend this outreach meeting. This is the Christian meeting. They will convert you. They are against our Hindu community. They are against our religions. And, such kinds of message they were passing door to door. But in reality, these women were possessed with evil spirit. And when we conducted an outreach meeting, we went and we were just going by. And while they were coming from, from our front, we were going and we were just encountering. And we prayed that let the same anointing, same power start working in the lives. And immediately the evil spirit was demonstrated and these two women were delivered.
Wow. And what did they tell you after they were delivered? How did they respond?
And after they delivered, their family also came. You know that their family also came. And some other people, from the street, they started watching what is happening. Wow. And these women were, doing terrible, abnormal activities, screaming and, doing like this, so much. And their family came the family was also so much, they were shivering. What is happening? But when we prayed, really the power of God started working and they were delivered. And now these two women are the women and their family have accepted Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And in the same, while we were there, so many people asked our contact number.
Wow. That is just beautiful. Well, folks, you can go to cg4i.com and make a donation there. You can make a donation at chosengenerationradio.com. We got about 2 minutes left. I know there are some very serious needs right now in Punjab related to all of the flooding that is taking place there. Can you very quickly just talk about what is needed and what's going on?
Nowadays, actually, it's everywhere in Punjab, it's a heavy rain. It's a heavy rain, and because of the heavy rain, the many places, many districts, many towns, many villages are flooded, and because of that. Many people are now they are staying not in their homes. Some people are staying on the roofs. Some people are staying in a, you know, making the hut for themselves and living there. And their house is drawn. And even some people have lost their lives. People lost their cattle. And people have lost their clothes even. They don't have clothes, food. Nothing is there. And very badly, the people are affected with this flood. And at this right, at present, because of this flood, you know that people are getting sick. People are getting sick and there is no possibility for them to get a medicine. Even they don't have a food facility. Even, you know, they don't have a dry clothes.
Right.
And they are really struggling and appealing all the people to please come and help us. And we have already spoken to Pastor Craig and the Chosen Generation ministry partners and all our brothers and sisters. Please, if God is putting in your heart to help or to extend your hand for the people, those who are really affected with the flood, then you can just contact with Pastor Greg Young. He is our spiritual leader and he is our supervisor, overseer. Thank you.
So you can do that at cg4i.com. Thank you, Pastor Samuel, and chosengenerationradio.com. And then in addition to that, we're out of time, but also Pastor Samuel and our leadership team has felt a pulling from the Lord to try to get over to Manipur in order to be able to pray for the people and what's happening there. Women are being raped, people are being murdered, churches are being burned down. And so we are making plans to take a trip into Manipur. If you'd like to help us with that effort, we also need help with that. So we've grown to over 750 churches. We've planted 4 sewing schools for widows. We just put in our 42nd freshwater well. We have a full-time orphanage. We have a Bible school. We have a lot going on. Obviously, we're funding all of that on a monthly basis and these outreaches, but we also want to extend whatever efforts, humanitarian efforts we can. And because we have the ability, because Pastor Samuel is there in India and we have teams on the ground, we can do these things. And if you'd like to partner with us in these efforts, please, please, please reach out to me. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I've got to let you go, Pastor Samuel. Laura Pickett's going to be waiting on me. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. I love you. You know
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. All right. God bless you.
God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Yes.
All right. We are going to take a break, and I will be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. And I hope you'll stick with me. Laura Pickett joins us on the other side.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water Hello. Have changed.
Hello, how are you? More,
and the issue Wait, is, how are you? If there's a nuclear
well,
bomb,
you know what? For a guy that got in a fight with a truck and won, I'm doing fantastic.
It affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all
awesome,
connected.
Awesome. So
and
glad
we've
to
really
got
to clean things
it's
out.
Good to have you. Good to
you
have
can
you.
We'll be in Slate today at CGR.
We will be going live here in
CGRforLife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen and watch each and every day. Hope you'll get over to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And as you heard Pastor Samuel talking, he and I talking about our efforts in India right now, we have flooding in Punjab and the severe persecution happening in Manipur. And we are planning to send a team out east too, man. If you're from Punjab, it's a trek, it's a bit of a drive, so it is going to cost some money to get our team over there, but we do feel led that we need to do what we can. Women are being raped, they're being slaughtered, they've burnt nearly 600 churches to the ground. It's a serious situation. So anything you can do to help us, by providing us with, you know, necessary resources, that allows us to be able to get over there, and we are on the ground. So we will make sure that those resources are used for the people in Manipur. And of course, as Samuel described, we have mass flooding in Punjab, people's homes being washed away, clothing being ripped right off of their bodies. It's a very, very serious situation. So anything you can do will be most appreciated and most helpful. And if you got a chance to watch yesterday, we had over 300 of our pastors in our meeting yesterday that we shared and broadcast. And I'll be putting the whole broadcast up on Rumble here this afternoon. All right, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. And she has a brand new book out, and we're going to get into that with her right now. I want to talk to evangelist Laura Pickett. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. So glad to be here. God bless you.
God bless you, dear. God bless you. So let's get into the health and what you're doing to encourage people and
in helping him to lose weight. I see you've got the book Get Over back there behind you. talk to us a little bit about what you experienced and what God did.
Okay, excellent. Well, the book is called Get Overweight. And anybody that's ever been challenged with it, as I have been all my life, they know they really want to get over it, get free of it. And so actually, I struggled with weight all my life from childhood. But then there came a period of 12 years that I just could not get a breakthrough. I had learned to do the yo-yo up and down, and I thought that was really the way to live, so I was okay with that. But then I got caught in this struggle where I could not get it off. Of course, I had gotten older, and I would lose it, and then I'd gain it, and then I'd lose it and gain it, lose it, gain it. And I just couldn't get a breakthrough. And so I just had to finally get with God and say, what is the problem? What's the holdup here? Why can't I maintain it? Why can't I reach a goal? What's going on? And he helped me to locate some things going on inside of me, in my heart, some challenges that I had faced and I thought I had dealt with, and I really hadn't got free of it. And when he got my attention and showed me what it was and I got it right in my heart, the weight just began to come off. I began to lose. I was already on an eating plan. So it wasn't just the food that I was eating. I like to say it's not just what we eat sometimes, it's what's eating us. And there was something eating me. And it took him a minute. It looked like it took him 12 years to get my ear of what was going on. But when I did get it, I got my breakthrough. He began to give me the strength, the wisdom, the guidance, and directed me. And I lost 50 pounds in 1 year. And so that was really tremendous because I had gained a lot, but I never been able to lose more than 20, 25 pounds at the most. So it was a breakthrough. It was a blessing.
Praise God. Praise God. So you wrote that down and put it together in a book to share with people what your experience was.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I was really challenged about the title. The title of the book, I thought initially was going to be, the wait is over. And I ran off. I thought I had heard from God. I was like, okay. And to be honest with you, Pastor Young, I really didn't set out to write a book. And I never thought that I would write a book on weight loss. I've written other books, but never a book on weight loss. So my daughter said to me when I had lost about 40 pounds, you ought to do a quick little download, you know, just share with people what happened and how you did it. Won't take you but about a week. And so I ran off to do this little quick download. I thought, yeah, I can do that. Well, Pastor, he had something completely different in mind. And I like to say it like this. I felt like the Lord drugged me out in the middle of the ocean. I was completely lost by myself, just me and him, because he had so much more to download. And he began to reveal to me, this is a serious issue. And the difference in my book and maybe many other books on weight loss is that my book is not really dealing with just the physical side. I don't really teach a diet. I think we have to learn to eat healthy. My book deals with spirit, soul, and body. And the part that I bring is the spiritual end of it.
So talk about the spiritual. At what point did you, because even amongst Christians, quite frankly, I'm surprised to find it, but even amongst Christians, they understand spiritual, but they can't get to the place of recognizing that there is, that there are other spirits. Right.
Oh,
that,
yes.
You know what I mean? That you better deal with those guys. You better address
yes.
them. And you've been given authority to do it, but you
yes.
really better address them. At what point did you come to the place? How did God say, hey, Laura, you know, yes, this dark realm is real. What brought that about for you?
Well, you know, I know the dark realm is real. And I think what happens a lot of times is that we really put God in a box and we kind of think that he only deals with certain areas in our life. And God wants to deal with every area of our life. He has made us spirit, soul, and body. And he wants to be involved with all of it. And it's the spirit that when we connect with him or don't connect with him, that hinders us in everything else. You know, what's going on the outside of our body really is a reflection of what's going on inside of our body. And what's going on, not just in the physical part of our body, but what's going on in our heart. You know, there's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 4 that talks about attend to my word, for it is life and is health and healing to your whole body. And but then here's the catch, Pastor. It says, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it flows the issues of life. And, you know, this weight issue that I was dealing with, you know, the woman with the issue of blood went around them, you know, it was 12 years she dealt with.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
My issue was 12 years.
Wow.
And weight became an issue, but it wasn't just weight on my body. There were some inner weights.
Yeah.
And so just to be transparent, my husband and I have been married 40 years. He's the love of my life. I've been so blessed to have him in my life. But as you know, or anybody would know, marriages go through challenges.
Amen.
And so
going on 37 years over here.
Oh, God bless you. So you know what I'm talking
about. I do. I do. Absolutely. And we both have had serious health challenges during that time. I'm still working through mine. As I mentioned, the car accident, 34 broken bones, and I died 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, I'll have to tell you that sometime. I'll have to tell you that story sometime. But anyway, go ahead. Please continue.
Yes, but so we hit a little bump, and I thought it was nothing major. We just had a little bit of a disagreement, and I'm a minister of the gospel. I know we are to forgive, and I thought I forgave. And I do want to say that sometimes we're deceived.
Yep, sure.
Sometimes we really think we're walking in forgiveness and all of that. Forgiveness is a big weight. And I teach against it. And so I was really disappointed in myself that I didn't catch this. And this is how sometimes the enemy can trick us, because what happened is this little disagreement that we had, it was nothing super major, but I held to it. And I made a decision, okay, well, it was really more of him wanting credit for something I thought he didn't need credit for. I'm going to be honest with you.
Ooh.
And so I thought, well, if you want credit, I'll just let you do the work. And I kind of backed off. And I didn't think anything of it. But what happened was I held on to, he doesn't deserve that credit. I deserve that credit. I recognize now there were some pride things going on. The enemy just came for me. And I was blindsided.
Well, and for us guys, one of our key languages is respect. That's it's one of our key languages. God made us that way. I mean, it's not a pride thing. It's just that's how God created us, because it has to do with our responsibility to speak about holiness. Holiness and respect are really closely tied together. And as a father figure, we have to teach our family how to respect God. And if we don't get any respect, then our kids are going to get way out of order, and they're not going to know how to respect God if they don't know how to respect their own dad.
Oh, you're preaching now, and I know y'all have to have it.
And it's not about ego. I mean, it's really not. It's not about pride. It's not about ego. Now, a lot of guys don't know that. They don't understand that the reason that that's such a big deal is because it's a holiness thing, and it's actually about how your kids are going to see God in you. They don't get that. You know, and they turn it into something that's maybe not quite that righteous, but at its root, that's its purpose.
Oh, you're on it. We wrote a book many years ago called Merit Life or Merit Life Sentence. And that was one of our keys, respect. I mean, actually, before we got married, he kind of really wanted to make sure you understand this piece of it. I mean, y'all have to have it. I'm good. But I tell you, you know, life issues and things of the heart have to be dealt with.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
Well, and as a man, we can't use that as a rod either.
Exactly.
Okay, you're not beating people up with that.
And you
get it because of your actions, and then you give it away. You get it because you give it. If you don't ever give it, you can't expect to get it. Title doesn't entitle you.
You better pray. All right now, Pastor. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Sorry. No. We bouncing here. We just bouncing. That's what's going. We just bouncing. Go ahead.
I love it. But you are absolutely right. You know, I tell somebody, if you have to keep announcing that you have authority, you obviously don't have any yet. you need to step up and be it, you know. If I have to say I'm something, then I'm not it yet. I just need to be it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, the key thing is that we just have to get our heart. We really have to guard our heart. That's what that scripture says. Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it flow the issues of life. And some translation says the consequences of life. But the things that are happening in our life, and many times we don't realize it, are really coming from the heart. One of my key steps, there are 12 steps in my book, Get Overweight. I break them down in three parts: spirit, soul, and body. And the spiritual part deals with, number one, quiet time. I call it QT, quick stop, quick trip, that you need to stop and spend time with the Lord and let him speak to you, because he's only trying to do us good. He's only trying to handle issues, heart issues, challenges that we're facing. He cares about all of that. I also have one called personal trainer. You know, get with your personal trainer, the Holy Spirit. He knows everything.
Come on.
He's all wise.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today. I'd still be fighting the weight battle, because he was so instrumental in guiding and directing me and everything that was going on. And another one I have in there is called stop, drop, and roll. So we need to drop issues that we're dealing with. Just let it go. Roll our cares on the Lord, because often that's part of the weight. You know, the Lord talks about in Psalm 37, you know, commit your ways to him and roll the care of your load on him. And so whatever we're carrying, we need to give it to him.
Yes. You know, you were talking earlier about, you know, about our perspective. And the Holy Spirit told me to write down, we think the whole world exists only in our sandbox.
Wow.
Including God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what? You were talking about how we put God in a box.
Yes.
You know, we think the whole world exists in our sandbox.
Wow.
And including God.
Wow. That's powerful. And that's so true. We just limit him. He wants to be a part of everything we do. You know, it's interesting, even as I've talked to women in particular, that's who I deal with the most, about weight issues. And, you know, it's oftentimes when I tell them to pray or seek the Lord, they're like, you know, I never thought about asking God. I never thought about inviting him into it. But, you know, if there's a struggle, that's when we really recognize we really need to get with him so that we can figure out what's the hold up.
Amen. All right. So I you know what? I don't know that I allowed you to get to the answer on the other question I asked about about understanding the evil spirits and their influence on that. And at what point did that become something that you became very aware of?
Well, you know, When I was going through the struggle before I got the breakthrough, I almost wanted to give up on ministry.
Okay.
And when that happened, I'll never forget. I was actually, I had come from downstairs and I was walking past my dining room table. And I remember leaning up against this table outside of it. And I just looked in and I thought, you know, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And I don't know if it's worth it. I was really ready to give up on ministry, give up on family, give up on a lot. I knew then I was under attack of the enemy. I knew that he had come for everything. I'm telling you, he came for my marriage. He came for my health. I was diagnosed with depression in the midst of this. I couldn't believe it. I was in the doctor's office, and the doctor said, you're dealing with depression. I looked around like, who are you talking to? Because I know you're not talking to me. And he was like, well, have you lost your desire to do anything? Do you want to go anywhere? And I realized, wow, but I knew then the enemy was coming against me with all kind of spirits. But I'm a woman of faith. And the one thing I knew is that God was able. And that's what I want to say to anybody that's listening to me. He's able. And there is nothing that he cannot do. And there's nothing he cannot bring us through. So I knew that he was able. And also, Pastor, my heart's desire was not let him down. Okay. And I felt like if I gave up on this and if I gave up on ministry or my family or anything, that I was going to let him down. And that was more than I can do. And that began to give me the strength. And I began to release my faith. I said, Lord, I know you're able. I don't know what it is. I don't know what has held me up, but I'm willing and I'm going to yield to you. And I'm telling you, he spoke and began to direct my path. And this book came about, a book that was supposed to be a quick little download became a 300-page book. And also, Pastor's let me do a coaching program. I told the Lord, I never, like I said, never thought I'd write a book. Oh, wait, so I did my duty. He told me to write a book. I obeyed. And then he said, okay, I want you to do a journal with it, because journaling was very important for me. That's why if I had not journaled, I wouldn't have ever known where my breakthrough was. And so even as I wrote the book, and he would say things to me, and I think, what are you talking about? And how does that work? He said, go back to your journal. And so journaling was very powerful, because I would write what I was hearing from him, or write what I was feeling, or write what I was going through. So I did the journal. I put in there called Quiet Please. It's not just a regular journal. It's got a little mini book called Quiet Please. The Lord said, tell my people, quiet, please, just give me a minute and let me speak. Yeah. And then after I did that, he said, now I want you to coach. I want you to hold people's hand, guide and direct them. He said, you went through this struggle 12 years, but I didn't let you go through it alone. I allowed you to go through it so you can help bring somebody else out. Right. And I want you now to help them to get to the other side. So it's an assignment on my life. Never, I didn't see it coming.
Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I think about when you were talking about quiet times, right? And you know, yeah. A lot of times we don't think about the fact that Jesus went off a lot.
All the time.
You know, by himself.
By himself.
To have quiet time.
Yes.
And if the Son of God required quiet time, right, with the Father and with the Holy Spirit, I mean, why would we think that we don't?
That we don't need it.
Yeah.
If he felt it that important that he had to get away, leave the crowds, no matter what he was doing, to get that time with the Lord. I mean, we should really, and I write about that in the book. I mean, if he had to have quiet time, I mean, how can we make it?
Yeah.
How many things are we missing, and how many things does God want to share with us, or the Holy Spirit is trying to inform us of, that we just haven't been quiet enough to really hear? I'll be honest with you, without a doubt, had I not been quiet with him, I know I wouldn't have gotten my breakthrough. You just can't get it ripping and running. You just got to sit. You got to really open your heart, open your ear to really hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.
It's the full measure. It's the full measure. You know, you need, and I think, you know, worship also opens that up.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Right? You know, because you create that atmosphere then for him to you know, to drop into and drop into your life and then have that time with him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, I was tricked in my first time, my first quiet time with the Lord. It was many, many, many years ago, and he had told me it was before I was called to ministry, and he had told me to spend time with him, and I was like, okay, I will. And so you know how you put off things, and so I told him, I said, okay, I'll do it Monday morning, and he said, I want you to get up before you go to work. I want you to spend time with me. I want to get with you. And I said, okay. Well, I set my clock to go off, and when the clock went off, I changed my mind, and I turned the clock off.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm being honest.
No, I get it. Yeah, yeah. Hit that snooze button.
Yeah, yeah. But guess what happened? After I got up, got dressed, got my children, I didn't get them up yet. I got up, got dressed, went downstairs. and sat down and realized that the clock downstairs was an hour different from the clock upstairs. And I said, what? And when I got downstairs, Pastor, it was the right time that he had told me to get up. And he tricked me. The angels must have came in and changed my clock. I couldn't believe it. He said, sit down, babe. Let me talk to you.
Oh, my goodness.
He never had to trick me again. I tell you, after that, I didn't even want to leave his presence. It was the most amazing thing. So,
amen.
So, yeah,
amen.
Quite powerful. Amen.
LauraPickett.org. We're almost out of time, so I want to make sure we get this in. Laura Pickett. Pickett with two T's. LauraPickett.org. And that's where you can find her ministry page. And then if you just click on the store, you'll get right to it. Get Overweight.
Amen.
And you can pick it up. It's now available for $20 at the website. And then do you have it at Amazon as well or other?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. It's on Amazon in ebook form and it's on my website in ebook form.
Okay.
And I like to give a free gift to your people. If they're interested in the coaching, I have a free 45-minute breakthrough session. So if they go on my website, they'll see that it's no cost. And if they're interested in it, I'd be happy to set up time to talk with them.
That sounds wonderful. So LauraPickett.org. And then where do they go to do that? At the booking inquiries or is it on the, let me go back to the front page and see.
Yeah, it's on the front page.
Oh, okay. So it just pops up. That's the subscribing. Let's see. Master's Class Series. Join now.
And go on to featured products. If you scroll down a little bit further, it's right there on the front page.
Oh, I see it. There we go.
You see it? Yeah,
I do. Yeah. I sure do. All right. So marvelous.
Yeah,
marvelous.
So great.
Okay.
Pray that people get their breakthrough.
All right. Yeah, it says you're sold out, but she'll accommodate you folks.
Yes, I will.
She will accommodate y'all. So we encourage you to check that out. Such good stuff. This has been such a great time. So much fun. Really enjoyed it. Oh, me too. Me too. Laura Pickett, thank you for all that you're doing for the kingdom.
Praise God. God bless you too, Pastor. Keep up the great work.
Amen. We'll do it.
God bless your people.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're going to take our break. When we come back, more coming up. Hour number three, Don Jans joins us on the other side. We're going to get into some stuff about Marxism. Did you know that Marxism is destroying our country? It is. It is. The communists are marching into America trying to steal our liberty and steal our freedom. And we're going to talk about that coming up with Don Jans right after this brief break. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Stay tuned.